How's everybody doing? Good. You should be doing good. Because the presence of God. You guys are the worst. I'm just going to say it. Go Bears! Good old heart attack Bears. Oh, man. All you guys that don't care about football, that's okay. We serve a mighty God. And God don't care about my Bears, and I'm okay with that, too. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we won't talk about the Packers. We just won't. My pastor that I served for 18 and a half years in Libby is a Packers fan, diehard Packers fan. And I had to dig it in. And it was fun. It was a fun engagement. It was cool. But enough of football. Before we jump in the word, I get the amazing opportunity to make an announcement. And that is that Dane Sullivan and Natalie Bartsch are engaged to be married. Don't be mad at me, Dane. Tammy said I could. So that it's all over Facebook if you watch it. Yeah, if you haven't, go look it up. It's a priceless video of the engagement. It was wonderful. But congratulations. I'm proud of you. It's exciting. And Jim's going, yes, the last one. No, it's going to be a good time. If you get a chance, congratulate him after service. It's a good time. Oh, my gosh, what a good day. Has everybody had a good week? Who's had a good week? Who's had a okay week? Who's had a, oh, my gosh, I'm glad it's over week? Yep. It's been a few of us. Well, regardless of what kind of week you've had, you're in the right place. You're in the right place because we get to come together as a church family and worship Jesus. Amen? Amen. No better place than that. If you're a guest with us, my name is Dave, and if you haven't figured that out yet, I am the pastor here, or the ringleader for this circus, or however you want to look at it. But if you're looking for a church home, I say welcome. Because you belong here. And we love Jesus. We think church should be fun, but we do not compromise our worship, and we do not compromise the Word of God. And you will hear preaching straight from the Word of God every single time. And I make no apologies for that. How many of you guys follow on social media Christian pastors or preachers or Christian influencers? Raise your hand. It's not a trick question. I'm not trying to trap you. Raise your hand. Excellent. Okay. There's a lot. We live in a time when access to Christian voices has never been greater. Would we agree with that? Pastors, preachers, influencers, all just a click away on social media. And when you listen to many of these popular voices in American Christianity today, you hear a lot about blessings and purpose and fulfillment, right? And very little about surrender, repentance, or the cross. And what's being preached in many of these situations or areas sounds like Jesus, but it's thinner and safer and far less demanding. And you know what's crazy is this is not a new situation, right? It's not new. The Apostle Paul, he warned the church about this very thing in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 3 and 4. And he writes, I fear that somehow your pure and undivided devotion to Christ will be corrupted. You happily put up with whatever anyone tells you, and even if they preach a different Jesus than the one that we preach. And I read that passage of scripture and over this week. And I realized something. Paul's not concerned about people rejecting Jesus. That's not what he's talking about there. What he's concerned about is that they will accept a substitute. A Jesus with the same name, but a different nature. A familiar face, but a diluted message. A Savior who sounds right, but never calls us to holiness. And that's how we got here, right? Somewhere along the way, the American culture didn't just meet Jesus, it rebranded him. We've created a version of Jesus who fits neatly into our lifestyles and stays politely out of our way. A Jesus who affirms our opinions, blesses our plans, and never asks too much. He's inspirational, but not confrontational. Comforting, but not costly. He exists to improve our lives, not interrupt them. This modern Jesus that I'm talking about is everywhere, right? Everywhere, on bumper stickers, social media quotes, and unfortunately, even in the church. He's the life coach Jesus, or the good vibes Jesus. The Jesus who wants you happy, but never calls you holy. But here's the problem with this modern day Jesus. That Jesus doesn't exist in Scripture. It doesn't exist in Scripture. The biblical Jesus flips tables. The biblical Jesus confronts sin. And he demands surrender. He calls people to deny themselves, take up a cross, and follow him. He doesn't fit neatly into political boxes or cultural preferences. He's not comfortable or convenient. But he is good. He is good. And he refuses to be edited for mass appeal. Listen, when we trade the real Jesus for a more comfortable one, we don't just lose truth. We lose transformation. And as we step into this new year, this message has been brewing in my soul for a while. And it may tick some of you off. But you want to know something? I'm okay with that. Because you're not mad at me. You got to take that up with Jesus. Because I think some of us have settled for a counterfeit Jesus and not the Jesus of Scripture. And what better way to start 2026 than getting this all squared away? Amen? A counterfeit Jesus can inspire, but only the real Jesus can save. Because a Jesus who makes no demands, who never calls sin by its name, who never asks for surrender, is not the Jesus of Scripture. He's a shadow. He's a cheap imitation. A gospel of convenience that looks good on the surface but leaves the soul untouched. It's like this. It's like buying a treadmill that promises that you don't ever have to even get on it to lose weight. Right? Think about it. Right? You don't ever have to step on it. It looks impressive in your living room, and you feel really good owning it. You might even brag about it to your neighbors, taking pictures, selfies with it, whatever, right? But the problem is, it doesn't change anything. It doesn't change anything. That's what the modern Jesus does. He looks appealing, but he never transforms. The real Jesus, the biblical Jesus, calls for surrender. He calls out sin. He calls us to a higher way of living. He calls us to holiness. He offends the proud, challenges the comfortable, and disrupts lives so he can rebuild them. And the cool thing about that, he does that all out of love for us. All out of love. So here's the question that we all get to face today and answer this morning is, which Jesus are you following? The one who affirms me and keeps me comfortable, or the one who confronts me, challenges me, and transforms me into his image? True discipleship is never easy, but it's always worth it. Counterfeits are always cheaper and easier. And I believe that's why the modern Jesus is so tempting, because he offers comfort without commitment. And that brings us to the very first point this morning. If you're a note taker, modern Jesus promises comfort. Biblical Jesus calls for surrender. America has built a version of Jesus that looks more like a product than a king. This Jesus, like I said, is safe, soft, and marketable. He fits neatly between Netflix binges and Sunday brunch. He says, God wants you to be happy. Don't sacrifice, don't change, don't deny yourself. Just be you, boo. Right? That's not the Jesus of the Bible. That's the Jesus of consumer Christianity. The Jesus of coffee mugs, bumper stickers, and Spotify playlists. He's entertainment. He's comfort. He's convenient. And let's be honest, that Jesus is powerless. I'm going to get a little bit passionate here. That's not the Jesus that we preach at New Life. If that's the Jesus that you're looking for, we don't fit. And I'm okay saying that. That's not the Jesus that will be preached here. And I love this. It's a pastor and author, Mark Driscoll, very controversial guy, but he wrote in his book, Vintage Jesus, the Jesus of the Bible is polarizing. He's either worshiped as a god or hated as a demon, but what you cannot do with him is simply like him. The modern Jesus of our culture is designed to be liked, harmless, palatable, and a Jesus who never offends. But the real Jesus, he confronts, he divides, and he calls us to die to ourselves. Driscoll also says in his book, Vintage Jesus, we don't get to make Jesus in our own image. He remakes us into his. The Jesus of Scripture does not fit in our pocket. He doesn't sell, he summons. Matthew 16, 24, Jesus said, for whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. That doesn't sound like a Jesus of comfort or convenience, but surrender, cost, commitment, and the cross. You don't get to storm the gates of hell with a latte in one hand and a selfie stick in the other. Come on. This isn't a cruise ship. This is a battleship. Period. It's not about preference. It's about obedience. It's not about what fits my lifestyle. It's about laying my life down. Modern Jesus hands out comfort and consumer perks. Biblical Jesus calls you to the front lines where faith costs, wounds heal, and eternity is won. Are you following Jesus because he makes your life easier or because he is your Lord, even if it costs you everything? Modern Jesus avoids hard truths. Biblical Jesus speaks grace and truth. The Jesus most people want today, especially in the American church, is safe, soft, and spineless. He's all love and no wrath, no judgment, no. He's spineless. He whispers, live your truth. Be authentic. Don't stress out about holiness. Don't worry about sin. It sounds loving, doesn't it? It feels affirming And it's like you get warm fuzzies in your belly. And it makes you feel all cozy and comfortable. But can I tell you this morning that comfort's not always love. And silence isn't always kindness. That's modern Jesus. He's the one that will pat you on the back as he walks you off a cliff. That's modern Jesus. The one who offers affirmation without transformation, the one that hugs you all the way to hell. That's modern Jesus. Mark Driscoll again wrote in Vintage Jesus. If you haven't read that book, it's a really solid book. I would encourage you to read it. But he says, if all Jesus ever does is agree with you, encourage you, and approve of you, you're not worshiping him, you're worshiping yourself. Whew, let that sink in for a minute. The Jesus of culture just nods along the way that makes you feel right. But the Jesus of the Bible, he speaks both grace and truth. In John chapter 8, when the woman is caught in adultery, you guys familiar with that story? The crowd brought her out and threw her in the middle, and there's a crowd gathered around her, and everybody's trying to trap Jesus, saying, she's caught in the act of adultery. What do you say? The law of Moses says to stone her. What do you say, Jesus? And it's an amazing story. And it says that he knelt down in the dirt and doodled in the dirt. And then all he said was, any of you without sin, cast the first stone. Right? And then they slowly put down their rocks and walked away. Jesus asks the woman, who condemns you? And she goes, where are your condemners? And she says, they've left. He goes, neither do I condemn you. Right? You're like, well, that sounds like the modern Jesus. No, he didn't excuse the sin, but he also refused to destroy her with it. Picking up what I'm throwing down? He said, neither do I condemn you. Words of mercy that lifted the weight of shame that she was carrying. But he didn't stop there. He continued and he said, go now and leave your sin. Grace met her where she was, but truth refused to leave her there. Jesus offered forgiveness without compromise and compassion without lowering the standard. He didn't minimize sin. He made a way out of it. Jesus didn't come to make bad people nice. He came to make dead people live. Think about this. If you were to go to a doctor and you had stage 4 cancer, right? And you go to the doctor and the doctor said, don't worry about it. Just do whatever feels good. Is that compassion? No, it's malpractice. Right? It's malpractice. That's a death sentence. He didn't do anything to try to help you. He's like, just be comfortable. That's precisely what modern Jesus does. He comforts but never confronts. He affirms but never transforms. He soothes the pain but never cures the disease. But the Jesus of the Bible, he loves you too much to leave you sick. His grace heals. His truth cuts deep. His love calls you out. His truth calls you higher. Are you following a Jesus who makes you feel good? Or are you a Jesus that makes you new? Are you willing to receive his truth even when it's uncomfortable? Because you trust his grace will carry you. Modern Jesus fits into our culture. Biblical Jesus transforms culture. Modern Jesus says, don't rock the boat, don't stand out, just blend in, be spiritual, but don't be different. And what happens when we live that out? We get a church that looks more like culture than Christ. We chase money like Wall Street. We bow to pleasure like Hollywood. And we worship politics as if it's our savior. We scroll, consume, and self-promote just like everyone else. Modern Jesus blesses all. Right? That sounds comforting. He blesses all. He tells you, be relevant. Be trendy. Keep your faith private. And whatever you do, don't make waves. Can I just tell you this morning that that Jesus is nothing more than a cultural mascot? But Romans chapter 12, verse 2, Paul cuts right through the fog. He says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. The biblical Jesus doesn't conform, he collides. He collides. He doesn't fit in, he flips tables. He doesn't just live in culture, he remakes it. Think about this. Everybody know what a thermometer is? What's the purpose of a thermometer? Checks the temperature, right? It reflects the temperature in your body or in the room. Are we with it, right? It measures room's temperature. What's a thermostat do? It changes it, and it's really hot in here today. It changes it. Modern Jesus makes you a thermometer. You blend right in, matching the world's climate. Biblical Jesus calls you to be a thermostat, to shift the atmosphere, to push back darkness, be salt that stings and light that exposes. Let me be clear with something. Jesus didn't die to make his people trend. He died to make his people holy. He didn't rise from the dead so that we could echo the culture's idols. He rose so we could topple them. I once heard a pastor and author, Mark Batterson, he said this, Jesus didn't die to make us safe. He died to make us dangerous. Faithfulness isn't holding the fort. It's storming the gates of hell with the light and love of Jesus Christ. That's not safe. That's not a safe, comfortable Jesus. That's a Jesus who changes nations through transformed people. So, church, let me ask you, are you echoing culture's voice on sex, money, power, identity, and success? Or are you standing as a holy contradiction because Christ lives in you and is changing everything? My last point is this. Modern Jesus gives blessings. Biblical Jesus gives himself. Modern Jesus is this prosperity guru, right? He promises health, wealth, success, and ease. And he says, if you follow me, life's going to get smoother. No suffering, no struggle, no sacrifice. Just upgrades. Church, that's not a savior, that's a salesman. That's a salesman. That's not the cross, that's a commercial. But the biblical Jesus doesn't promise you a trouble-free life. He promises you his presence in the middle of it. Think about in John chapter 16, verse 33, it says, in this world, this is Jesus speaking again, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart because I have overcome the world. Notice the difference between modern Jesus. He says, I'll keep you out of the fire. Biblical Jesus says, I'll meet you in the fire. I think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You guys know the story in Daniel chapter 3, where they would not compromise their faith, and the king threw them into a furnace so hot, it was four times the normal heat, that people were getting burnt to death by just opening the door of the furnace. And he threw him in there. And when the king came to look, he didn't see three people. He said four. He saw four people in the fire. Jesus in the fire with them. That is cool. They were sustained in the flames. They were sustained. That's the real Jesus. That's the biblical Jesus. Not one who removes every storm, but one who never abandons you in a storm. Not one who promises you ease, but one who promises you himself. So let's be honest. If all you want is blessings, that's all you want from Jesus, you don't really want Jesus, you want his stuff. And that's not a Christ follower. But if you want him, you have found the treasure greater than health, greater than wealth, greater than success, because blessings die and they fade and riches rot and comfort dies. But Christ, Christ Jesus of Scripture, he remains. He remains. So ask yourself this morning, do you want Jesus for what he gives? Or do you want Jesus for who he is? The reality is this morning, the reality is there are some of us in this room that are following the modern Jesus. And God, and Jesus himself is trying to get your attention, because we are living in a day and age, church, that his return can be tomorrow, 20 minutes from now. We don't know. So let me wrap this up as the worship team comes. At the end of the day, this really is simple. Who are you following? You can chase comfort. You can blend into culture. And you can even pursue blessings. But the Jesus of the Bible isn't something that you add to your life. He calls us to surrender our life. It's not something that we add. I have never understood that. When you think about Jesus, when you think about God, because he's God, right? When you think about that, that from the very beginning, he had you in mind. From the very beginning, he formed you. He spoke, and you've heard me say this, and this is I say it a lot, get over it. He spoke everything else in creation into existence, but for man and woman, he formed them and breathed his very essence into you, because he wants relationship with you and I. He wants relationship, and that relationship has been damaged because of sin. Now think about this. Adam and Eve, scripture says in Genesis, walked with God, walked with him personally in the garden in the cool of the day, right? They had relationship, intimate relationship. They were walking with God himself, the one that thunk you all up. He was walking with them. What separated that? Sin. And when we come to Jesus, and we, the Jesus of the Bible, and we ask for forgiveness and we invite him to be Lord of our life, that's when he breathes his spirit into you. Until then, you have been an empty shell. At that point, you become filled with the Spirit of God. You following me? It's at that point. But I believe, unfortunately, I believe and I see that we struggle sometimes with surrender because we like comfort and we like ease. I wish I could have a treadmill in my living room that I didn't have to walk on. doesn't change anything. Saying a prayer and asking Jesus to be your Savior and your Lord, that changes something. At least it should. It should change how we view Him. It should change how we worship Him. The God that created us. And Carrie, you did such a great job this morning talking about that. The very God that created us and wants relationship with us is worthy of our praise and worship. Oh my goodness, we should be on our face worshiping Him. But instead we, God, You're so good. I love You, Jesus. I don't know where You are. I don't know how You think. And if I made You mad, deal with it. The God of the universe deserves our worship. The Jesus of the Bible is not soft and weak and comfortable and fits in our pocket and in our lifestyle so we can do whatever we want to do. That is not Christianity. That is not being a disciple of Christ. That's being weak sauce. The Jesus of the Bible calls us to holiness, calls us to change. He wants to transform us into His likeness. We will never be able to transform Him into ours. But there are people, there are Christian influencers and pastors, unfortunately, in our nation that preach a Jesus that's contrary to the Word of God. And I know this is a hard message. But we have got to wake up and we've got to ask ourselves, who are we following? Bow your hearts with me. As we pause for this moment, maybe the Holy Spirit has been gently stirring something in you. And you realize that the version of Jesus you've been following has felt safe, manageable, and convenient. But yet, something has been missing. The real Jesus doesn't call us to comfort. He calls us to surrender. He doesn't promise an easy life. He promises His presence. He doesn't just offer blessings. He offers Himself. And can I just tell you this morning, He's worth it. He's worth all of it. So here's the question before every one of us. Which Jesus are you following? The most amazing news is that today you don't have to settle for a substitute. You can come to the real Jesus, the one who forgives sin, heals what's broken, and gives new life. If you're ready to surrender, not to a version of Him, but the living Christ, the crucified, resurrected, living today Christ. This is your moment. This is your moment. It's a new year. What a way to start. Fresh, right? Not trying harder, but by surrendering fully. Right where you are. You don't even have to step out to come up front. Right where you are, can I just encourage you to lay it down and receive life? The Bible says, if you believe in your heart, in Romans chapter 10, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you are saved. It's not a magical prayer. It's not this mantra that you have to recite. It's believing in your heart that Jesus died on a cross for your sin, that he was buried in a borrowed tomb, and that he rose from the dead 3 days later. You believe that in your heart and you confess that with your mouth. Paul says you're saved. You can lay it down right where you are and receive life. Courage. I know I preach hard, but I want to encourage you, don't leave this building unchanged. Leave different than when you came in. Maybe it's you believe in the Jesus of the Bible, but you've just got some junk that you need to square away. Well, square it away. Close in prayer, then we're gonna sing a song. And as we sing that song, I would encourage you to sing it loud. Let's pray. Jesus, we love you. And Lord Jesus, I thank you for revealing yourself to us. Not the version our culture tries to create, but the true Jesus of Scripture. And God, I ask that you would forgive us for the times that we've tried to reshape you to fit our comfort zones instead of surrendering fully to who you really are. Our eyes and awaken our hearts, transform our lives, and give us the courage to follow you, even when it costs us everything. We don't just seek your blessings, we seek you, Lord. Let our lives reflect your truth and your love in a world that desperately is so desperate for the real Jesus, not a counterfeit one. Help us be the salt that stings and the light that exposes. And we give you the praise and the glory now and forever. And we pray this in your powerful, mighty, worthy name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen, amen. Stand with me as we sing.